Hello there, this is David and I'm at a campsite. And it's my first night working and I'm working nights and do you know what, I really don't like working nights. I did nights before when I was working there when I was a policeman back in England about too many years ago to mention, a long time ago. And never liked it then. It was always difficult to get your rhythms just right because you just get used to nights and you'd be changed and working mornings or working afternoons and then changing again. And apparently it shortens your life by messing your system up like that, or circadian rhythms or whatever they call it, I don't know. And well, this year I've decided to try out this job because, well, I need the money for a start off, and the job that is in the other campsite I've been working at has probably going down the tubes because the campsite has been given permission to build on, so they're probably going to build hotels or they're going to build some apartments or something like that, and it won't be a campsite anymore. So I thought, well, I'd better look out for something else, and this one came up, and well, a little bit of extra cash behind me with my son getting married in July, and then I could do some money for travelling to Estonia and so on. So that's what I'm doing. I'm in a campsite, and it's not a bad job really. I mean, just walk around and check on things and make sure everything's done, the heating's working okay for the customers, and it's okay. And while I've been here, I've been able to have a listen to Richard Dawkins' book, The God Delusion, while I'm walking around. And I've also been able to watch a little bit of TV. Well, I've recorded some shows and put them onto my iPad, so that's pretty handy. And I've also been able to publish on the iPad using an application called, what's it called now? Blogster? Bloggo? No, it's not that. Blogsy, I think, something like that. Anyway, I was able to use that application to post an article which I wrote. Actually, I wrote it yesterday. I should have done something earlier in the day, today really, but still. And I was able to get that done, put a couple of photographs into it and get it sent off to my blog site. And it worked out quite good, really. I was quite pleased. It's a good little application. I must have a look and see what the application is called. Yes, I was right. It's called Blogsy. So I've been doing that, and I've also been entertaining myself a little bit with playing the game Temple Run. I've got Temple Run too, but I've been trying to sort of get past this thing where I need to run a certain distance in Temple Run to move on to the next level, and you have to run 5 kilometres, and well, it's hard done, actually. I keep getting as far as maybe 3.5. I think I got to 4 kilometres one time there, and I was close there, but I think my concentration goes after a bit, and I end up falling off the wall, or I end up crashing into a tree or something like that. That's the usual story anyway. It's a good fun game though. And I've also got the other game from the same stable, which is called Brave, which is based on the film. And you've got a young girl which is running through the woods and she shoots arrows and stuff like that. They're good fun games, these, but the further you get through the running part of it, where you've got these evil monkeys running after you or whatever, chasing after the girl in Brave. And what happens is that it goes faster, and so you have to have better, faster reactions, and sometimes I just can't do it. What I have tried to do is I've tried to do a pause, maybe about 2.5 kilometres, to give myself a little bit of a break and then start up again. And then you've got this other thing where you can give yourself a bit of a boost at the start, and it'll go like a certain amount, either 1,000 metres or 2,500 metres, and that gets you further towards your goal. But every time I've done that so far, basically I've just wasted the coins that I've been collected, and still not managed to get to the 5,000. So, but it's a very addictive game anyway, and if you haven't had a look at it yet, I'd suggest you give it a try. So I've been reading the or listening to the God Delusion. It's puts a very good case for religion being evil and the Bible being evil and all the other religions being the bane of the world. And you kind of wonder sometimes how we've managed to survive this far with the seeming need for having a man in the sky sort of looking after us and creating stuff for us and just being an imaginary friend. Anyway, this is Dave Allen for Mac 20 Questions, No Stylus, and all the other places that I write for. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.